Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Clearly, the elimination of the gender gap across the globe is far more than just the achievement of a basic human right. According to the International Monetary Fund, women's participation in the economy brings numerous benefits to society, including faster recovery from recent shocks, stronger, more resilient, sustainable, and inclusive economies going forward, macroeconomic and financial stability, a boost to private and public sector performance, and a general reduction of income inequality. Indeed, for these and many other reasons, ending all discrimination against women and girls is the United Nations' fifth Sustainable Development Goal, one of a series of 17 interlinked objectives to be reached by the year 2030, intended to improve the lives of people around the globe. While we should rightly celebrate progress in key areas of gender equality, notably in areas such as women's political representation, maternal mortality, and legislative reform for ending violence against women, yet the overall picture is one of regression, said UN Executive Director Sima Bahous. No country is within reach of eradicating intimate partner violence. Gender gaps in poverty remain high, particularly among women aged 25 to 34, driving food insecurity. The trend lines are disturbing and should be a wake-up call, said the United States representative to the UN Economic and Social Council, Lisa Carty.
Only 15% of SDG 5 indicators with data are on track, and nearly 25% are far from reaching the 2030 targets.
Promoting the rights and empowerment of women and girls is a long-standing cornerstone of U.S. policy, both at home and abroad, as reflected in the U.S. National Strategy on Gender Equity and Equality, said Ambassador Carty.
President Biden's fiscal year 2024 budget provides more than $3 billion to advance gender equity and equality globally. This is consistent with the United States' steadfast commitment to invest in opportunities for women and girls in all their diversity, including LGBTQI+ persons and women and girls with disabilities.
Broadening the reach of UN women's expertise and analysis will make an important contribution, as will a commitment to sharing program and financial data in a timely and transparent manner, said Ambassador Carty. The United States looks forward to our continued engagement with UN Women. The more effectively and efficiently we work together, the more we can center women and girls in all we do. There is not a more important priority.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.